She is a diva without the attitude. She's been at the top of her game since she first hit the club scene. She does it every single night with a huge smile and an even bigger talent. She's hands down one of the best guitarists in the world, a woman who is regularly compared to Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And luckily for us, she lives just down the road in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Elaine Deal, and with me in the studio tonight is the wickedly talented singer, writer, guitarist, teacher, and all-around decent human being, Kelly Ritchie. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. It's always lovely to be in the studio.
Well, happy New Year to you. Did you have a good holiday?
I had such a good holiday. Went to Graceland.
Just like the song.
Yes, exactly.
I was going to ask if you enjoy the holidays, if you actually take some time off.
You know, the holidays kind of hit every year, and I just, you know, stumble through them like everybody else. Whether, you know, I'm on the road or not, I always make sure that I see my parents.
Yeah,
I'm an only child, and actually, I grew up in Lexington, but I actually live here. I do, at least this is where I do laundry and where I sleep from time to time and board my dog, so... You know, I've called Cincinnati my home, and I straddle that fence with Lexington because it is just down the road.
Well, we're darn proud to claim you, so yeah. Howdy, neighbor. I was going to ask what a day off is like for Kelly Ritchie, because I don't imagine that you do slow very well.
I don't take days off. I'll take, you know, a few hours. I like my mornings to sit and literally contemplate, look out the window, write. I do a lot of writing. And I became a writing facilitator for Women Writing for a Change summer of 2015. And that has really helped me to kind of claim that writer's voice and to make room for that outside of, you know, writing down the one-liners on the fly and then writing, you know, spending several months kind of writing for the next record. I've really cultivated my writing and I enjoy doing that.
This is writing prose, not writing songs, or both?
Prose, songs, poetry. I released a poetry book 3 years ago, I guess this 3.5 years ago, called Whisperings, that I've written my entire life. Mm. I'm dyslexic, so school was, you know, a challenge, but I wrote, stuck it in a milk crate, and shoved it under my bed, not thinking that I could write, not really having permission to write, but I still wrote. And so I had like almost 10,000 poems. I mean, I had 8 boxes, like you'd get at, you know, Staples and put together, you know, to store things, those white boxes. They were crammed full of poems. I find that it is the one thing that always listens as a piece of paper. And actually, I have a new writing program called A Piece of Paper Always Listens. And I'm an artist on tour for the Cincinnati Arts Association. So I've started taking some things like that, building self-esteem. You can really use writing for anything, and so I'm starting to do that.
Well, as I said in the intro, you are frequently compared to Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix for your guitar work. Who among writers are your inspirations and your role models?
Well, you know, I think Bob Dylan is just the quintessential, you know, songwriter, especially for somebody that, you know, Jimi Hendrix covered Bob Dylan songs. I mean, Joni Mitchell. But, you know, I love to read Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own. And I'm in a 3-year program in Columbus to become a spiritual director. So I am reading a lot of contemplative works right now, which has really brought a major shift to my life. One of really deepening and helping me. I don't slow down when I'm not going slow, but when I do slow down, I kind of come to a halt and spend that time, which has been very healing and very life-giving. Yeah, I feel I'm healthier than I've ever been. And I'm happier than I've ever been.
So I said that you don't do slow well, but you actually do slow very, very well.
Yeah, it's the extremes. You know, I either like, you know, really sit down and don't move for a minute, or I go, go, go. Because a day for me, like I teach Skype lessons all over the world with students. And I teach one-on-one out of my studio. And I have an online guitar instruction website where I have 250 instructional videos that I've done. 2 of those series were done by TrueFire.com. They're an international company with video exchange classrooms. But 150 of those videos I shot myself. And I have 3 or 4 more series slated for this winter to shoot. So I go constantly, but I love what I do. You know, I go from the coffee pot to the video camera to the guitar to teaching to in front of the fireplace, back to start over again.
We're talking to Kelly Ritchie tonight on Around Cincinnati 91.7. And if you haven't seen Kelly on stage, you're in the minority, first of all, because the woman plays everywhere. But if you haven't, she is a remarkable performer. Kelly is very physical, very expressive, very emotional. What happens to you when you step on stage, Kelly?
You know, it's the one place where I have peace and quiet. I put in my earplugs because I've been playing a long time and I need to wear them. But the phone can't ring. It wouldn't be appropriate for someone really to come on stage and ask me a question, you know. So I have control of that little space. I think a lot. You know, I don't want this to sound silly, but I do feel like I channel something, you know, that thing with no name. I like to go on a journey. A good night is when I get to take an audience on a journey where I've connected with myself, I've connected with them, and there's been that bridge, and we go somewhere and safely land and hopefully feel like we know each other better in a way that, you know, I think music transcends words, as important as I think words are. You know, for the longest time, I, you know, was very guitar-centered, and words were what happened in between guitar solos. And now they're both equally important, and I feel that I have a story to tell about hiding behind that guitar.
When you do this thing, it's hard to tell where the guitar ends and where you begin. You manhandle it, and you caress it, and it's part of you. You told me once that when you were growing up, you never left the guitar at home.
No. Actually, it was a deal that I worked out with the principal that I'd get an acoustic guitar. Because I take my guitar and amp to school, they had to like disconnect some of the outlets. So I wouldn't play. You know, if the teacher left the room for, God forbid, that she had to, we had the door closed and I had my guitar and amp out. I don't know. I guess I was fearless, but yeah, I was cluelessly fearless, you know. It's not that I didn't care, but I didn't care about structure or those things that were right or wrong because it felt so right to play. And it became my identity really when I didn't have one. And it remained my identity probably a little bit longer than I was comfortable with, you know. So the expansion of doing other things now that fit with music is, you know, it's really bringing some balance to my life.
Tell me about this new identity of Kelly Ritchie. You're playing in a fairly new configuration, the Kelly Ritchie Power Duo.
Power Duo. I'm playing with Lonnie Buckley, who is a fabulous drummer. And he came to me through the last band that I've worked with for the last couple of years. I've had two incarnations of this kind of change. I worked with Freak Bass and Big Bam.
Yeah.
And Big Bam, unfortunately, was killed in a car wreck last year at this time. Freak Bass did a lot of solo stuff. And so it started getting, our schedules were competitive. And he needed to do what he needed to do. And I needed to do what I needed to do because we both needed to work. And so through Freak Bass, I met Toby Donahue. And then I found Rick Manning for bass guitar. And Toby plays drums and scratches. He does DJ. He does all the production for Bootsy Collins. I talked Toby into joining, and Rick was like, oh, I need something like that to do. So I toured with them for 2 years. It was through Rick, my bass player, that I found Lonnie. They'd been playing together on and off for 20 years. Lonnie is just a real find. He wants to work, shows up. If there's a mistake made on stage, it's mine. And I love that. You know, he's just a great support. So I'm calling this, you know, Kelly Ritchie Power Duo. I have always wanted, I love the Black Keys and I love the White Stripes. And I like challenging myself. It really makes me see what I'm made of when I get on stage with just guitar and drums. And I've been doing a solo thing for the last couple of years where I integrate loops and beats. And so this is, you know, like there's one, two, three. You've got Kelly Ritchie solo, Kelly Ritchie Power Duo. And from time to time, I will pull in a bass player for those festivals and larger shows that just require it.
What do you think the current state of the blues is?
One, I think it's ever evolving. I think the blues is a conversation that continues to happen. You know, sometimes when I play like a blues festival or take, I started playing at the Greenwich here in Cincinnati. It's a jazz club.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my last CD at the Blue Wisp right before it closed. So I call what I do blues, but I'm always shocked that I get away with calling it blues. It is blues-based rock. I mean, I take it as far to the edge as you can, but it is blues. You know, I mean, just because you turn it up and just because you have as much emotive agenda as I do. It's blues, and it comes from that. And it started back in my gospel roots when, you know, in Lexington, Kentucky, our church burned to the ground because it was the first to integrate. You know, the African-American community would hold revivals with us, so I saw the difference between black and white gospel. And so that difference is always woven in, even subconsciously.
And your next gig, after your little holiday break, is coming up on Monday, the 9th of January. Playing on a Monday night in January takes guts, Kelly Ritchie.
Wait. It does. And the first show that I did with my new power duo was on a Monday night. So there was the guts of getting on stage. You know, here we are naked and a Monday night. And it was the Blue Note in Miamisburg. Wow. I had no idea that is a fabulous club. So we're starting to play there, which is just a little bit outside of Cincinnati. That's going to be our home there. And then the Greenwich here in Cincinnati is our Cincinnati home. We played our first show there in December. Got an art gallery. We're probably going to do a video there. I love that place. And then there's a place in Northern Kentucky, Smoke Justice, that just opened. I'm doing some solo stuff there. So this is my time this winter to write, to really work this stuff out on stage. I've got a lot of passion and fire because we have to make it work. And I love that challenge. And it's good to be home. Not on the road so much because I'm focusing on festivals now and feel like I belong part of this community because some people don't even know I live here, you know, because I'm gone so much, you know, and I'm from Lexington. It's right down the road. And, but I am here.
Kelly Ritchie has been our guest tonight on Around Cincinnati. So much to do. We could talk for another hour. It's all over the website that you can take lessons, you can buy CDs, you can follow her blog, you can catch her live on stage, you can see her on film. She will be doing writing projects with Women Writing for a Change. And live on stage Monday, January 9th in Miamisburg, Ohio. The rest of the info and dates on the website. Kelly, stay safe on the road.
Absolutely.
Come on back and visit whenever you have a few spare minutes.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Kelly Ritchie's been my guest. And for Around Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Once again, you draw a line and you slip past it. You dot the I and throw the meaning away. You feel pain, wash the clothes, and take out the trash. You pick up the phone determined to call, then order pizza. You walk with your heart pounding and realize you've begun to run again. So you erase the line and slip away, as if you were free.